You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, I got to speak to the founder and the head of the largest disaster response NGO in Africa, that's Gift of the Givers, about how they are helping as far as the two disaster events that we had this weekend, where they are helping on both fronts and how us as the public can get involved to assist in their efforts. They've got a lot of great logistical abilities and a great network on the ground, and they were able to literally jump into action when the fire at Charlotte Matleka broke out, as well as at UCT. So here is Imtia Suleiman on an update on what they've been doing. Let's start perhaps with the UCT fires for a moment. The fire started around 8:45 a.m. close to Hospital Bend and started moving upwards. How quickly were you able to get involved and mobilize your teams?
Well, we didn't have to mobilize teams. That's the responsibility of firefighters.
Mm.
You know, and you have to stay out of that. So we were watching, actually in the morning when we got the news, we didn't take too much of interest because they just said it's a small building, you know, somewhere on the mountain, and a mountain fire is under control. But then later on we heard, when we saw the fire was spreading, we then offered UCT to say, you know what, that we can assist you, what do you require? And they said, you know, for now it's okay. It's mm-hmm. also the same thing. It didn't look like it's so big, and it's okay. But if we need something, we will let you know. So they called at 4 o'clock and said, we got a problem. The residence has burned, and, you know, we think more residences are going to be in trouble. Can we look at feeding 4,000 students?
Yeah.
So we said, that's fine. We'll make the arrangements. You know, it's just that it's late in the afternoon. The cook has to arrange all the ingredients and get his stuff to come, but it's not a problem. And then they contacted us a little later. They said, look, looks like this is going to be an extended problem. Whilst we're busy sorting out accommodation, can you assist and take over the whole feeding for three times a day, 4,000 students, three times a day, for 6 to 7 days?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, fine. They said, look, we're not a disaster organization. We don't know how to do that. Can you guys do that? We said, fine. And so immediately in the evening, the first thing we did was arrange the meals. We were fortunate. A lot of Cape Town people came to us to assist to pack the food from the pot into the dish and take it to the hotels. We went to all the different hotels. In most cases, we went room to room, door to door, delivered the stuff. The students were extremely happy, especially since many of them were fairly traumatized.
Yeah.
And then they just asked us for a simple thing. They said, can we get a soap, a toothbrush, and a toothpaste? We don't want to disturb. So then we went to the mountain. He met some firefighters, and he asked them, do you need anything?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, we're hungry. We last ate at 9 a.m. So that was now 20 to 1 the next day. So we gave me a food parcel for the firemen, and we decided as from today that we will feed the students as well as the firefighters, you know, a solid meal, and we will also provide the snacks and the drinks for the firefighters.
Yes.
So that's what we're doing now. And then, of course, the hygiene things for all the students that requested it. And then today we were still organizing ourselves at the Old Mutual building in Pinemans. The UCT community people, Old Mutual people came there. A lot of donors have come across. We set up now. We're taking it one day at a time. The morning was sorted out. Lunch and supper for tonight is sorted out. And by the evening, we then plan for the next day. And people have come forward with muffins, with croissants, you know, with fruit. Bulk items, somebody's offered us meat. Vodacom has come forward with a 3 million rand donation, and they said we'll give free airtime to all the students. Engine has given a whole truckload of water. Checkers has come to the kitchen. So the donors have been calling in, and a lot of individual people that we don't know have been making deposits.
Right. And that's the thing. We wanted to know as well how ordinary citizens can get involved. And that's by contributing to the Gift of the Givers, who will then, of course, carry out the necessary on the ground operations. But let's also move our attention to the fire that we had here in Johannesburg. Our own academic hospital, Charlotte Matleke, was on fire for 2 days on Friday and Saturday. And I understand you also had an involvement there.
Yes, on Saturday morning when we saw what was happening, and of course we have our teams are in the hospitals, our Gift of the Givers team members are in the hospitals and in the emergency services, and they said, look, we need help for the firefighters, like in Cape Town. So we delivered immediately 250 packs, water, juices, snacks for the firefighters. Fortunately, on Saturday, it was over by the evening, so they didn't need a second round or a third round.
Mm-hmm.
But then whilst we were there, we had said, look, do you guys need any other help with ambulances? They said, look, a lot of ordinary ambulances have come. They've moved a lot of the ordinary patients, but we now have a problem with the ICU patients, especially the neonates. We need to move them to Nelson Mandela Bay, Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
So we said, that's fine. And so we contracted private ambulances to start moving these patients. And they were extremely thankful. The hospital was extremely thankful that we were paying for private ambulances to move these patients across to Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital.
Mm.
Then we offered them, we said, look, you guys have lost a dispensary, which means all your consumables are gone. And do you need any support, PPEs, you know, because of COVID-19, any sutures, medicines, any other kind of items, we can make it available for you. And we're also looking at maybe, we're still considering the options of putting a prefab building in some open part of the ground where it can be a function as a dispensary. Because by the time they get that building sorted out, it's going to take quite some time.
Yes.
And no hospital can function without a dispensary because every single department or every single discipline in a hospital requires medicines or some kind of supply. So we want to look at actually putting up a prefab building somewhere in the middle of the hospital so you can start immediately and even providing with decent amount of supplies to start over the dispensary.
Well, the Premier has said the hospital will be closed for 7 days. So in this time, I guess a plan can be stitched together. So how do we assist the gift of the givers? How do we assist you to be able to do what you do on both fronts?
Well, on the Joburg front, it's going to be more financial issue where we can get support with finance to buy a lot of things that the hospital will require and even contribute towards putting up this prefab building. So that's a cash contribution. In Cape Town also has a cash contribution, which will be required for quite a few of the items. The bill is probably going to be just over R1 million a day, you know, to feed 4,000 students 3 times a day and additional support for them. The numbers may increase as the fire is spreading and they're evacuating more people from more places in Cape Town. And those are not also necessarily students. They're residents of different areas. But with the students itself, the universities on standby to move more students out, which means there'll be more people to feed every day. But a lot of people in Cape Town are also coming with bulk items, you know, items related directly for what we require in the feeding, which I mentioned earlier. That's rice, cereals, you know, energy bars, water, tea, coffee, muffins, oil, all those kind of items. And people have been bringing that across, but it's going to be a lot of those items required because, I mean, it's 12,000 meals per day.
Yes. How are you able to make this possible? Do you sit with large reserves? As you were saying, this would be, it's about R1 million a day. That's how much the operation costs you to be able to execute.
Yes, you know, we do have reserves. You know, we've been the organization for 28 years in running.
Mm.
You know, we keep huge reserves because we prepare for major, major disasters, you know, and if we need to spend 20 or 30 million and one hit put in a couple of minutes, we can release that kind of money. So we've built reserves over the years. We've got returns from our investments. And, of course, if we basically look at a system where people refill the hole that we take out. And, you know, it's, we like pay in advance and the corporate sort of fill the gap up because we can't wait for money to come in.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. It requires instant. You can't tell the student, you know what, we're making a collection. We'll get the money in 4 days. And anytime you can't eat. You can't do a thing like that.
Mm.
So you have to say if the food is available immediately. No, don't worry. Everything is fine. Unfortunately, a lot of corporates, especially this time, have realized that it's important to do the funding immediately. They actually received writing because they say, please, we need a bank account right now. We need a bank confirmation right now. We need to deposit into your account right now. The students need help right now. So it's been very, very fortunate in that way when many have come forward to say it has to be done immediately. And, of course, a lot of items in kind have been coming in. And we're not very concerned for the next few days in terms of running short or having funds issues or having food issues. We are ready. We can pull the next few days comfortably, and even if the numbers increase, and maybe even go beyond the 6 or 7 days to wait for persons from people to support us.
Yes, yes. We'll give out the details of how our listeners can contribute, but thank you. Thank you for speaking to us this afternoon.
You can call our toll free line, 0800 786 911.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Dr. Suleiman. And we're always here if ever there's a need to appeal for further assistance. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Keep well.